This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There are moves afoot in Washington, you might have heard, to ban TikTok in this country unless it is spun off from its Chinese parent company, ByteDance. The social media platform has run afoul of both Democrats and Republicans in Congress, and the White House is said to be mostly on board, so this might actually go somewhere. Over in Europe, meanwhile, a big new antitrust law takes effect today, a law that's going to bring some big changes to how the biggest tech companies do business there. Google and Apple are going to be forced to open up their mobile operating systems to downloads and payments from outside their app stores. There's going to be no more default browsers like Safari on iPhone or default search engines like Bing on Windows. Meta has to let users de-link their Instagram and Facebook accounts. And messaging apps, that'd be like iMessage, WhatsApp, and Signal, they all have to be interoperable. But as Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino reports, any law is only as strong as its enforcement.
This isn't the EU's first big effort to regulate the tech sector. Since 2018, Europe has had comprehensive data protection rules known as the GDPR. And enforcement has gone so-so, according to analyst Eric Seufert with Mobile Dev Memo. He says Meta, Amazon, and Google have slow-walked compliance, tied up claims in court, and often just paid hefty fines rather than change their practices.
The fines may seem eye-popping, but in the context of the revenue of some of the largest tech companies in the world, they're just seen as sort of a cost of doing business.
The new Digital Markets Act was crafted with those challenges in mind, says Nicholas Rodelli at CFRA.
The animating lesson from a case-by-case enforcement approach is that it's far too slow to be relevant.
He notes violating the DMA could be more costly than running afoul of GDPR. The new law imposes fines of up to 10% of a company's global revenues, or up to 20% for repeat offenders. Where the GDPR relied on member countries to bring complaints, the DMA establishes a Europe-wide commission.
But the real question is going to be, do the enforcers have the resources and commitment necessary to really launch and finish investigations?
Samir Jain at the Center for Democracy and Technology points out the commission will have only about 80 staff members to investigate companies that have a big financial incentive not to cooperate. Anu Bradford, a law professor at Columbia, says there's a lot at stake in demonstrating the DMA can be enforced.
We need to now show that you can actually have democratically accountable governments set rules and enforce rules.
Especially as the EU rolls out two other major reforms governing social media and AI. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.